Hi, you guys. Welcome back. This is Lost Arts Radio, and I'm Richard Sachs, your host. And we have a really important guest tonight with us on for our Sunday show. And Julie Wentz was here before one time, and she's the founder of Arizona Stands Up, which the website of which is azstandsup.org. And it's a really important example for the rest of the state, some of which are already in cooperation. And the idea is, the citizens are supposed to stand up of each state against states of emergency declared by the governor that are not justified, and especially when they're used as an excuse to take away and suspend or remove natural rights. Because as the Constitution makes clear, you don't get to declare an emergency and suspend people's natural rights, because if that were even a possibility, even in a 99% kill rate virus, if one existed, you can't do it in a free country, because in natural rights, that would allow any tyrant to say, well, I think it's an emergency today. We'll give your rights back as soon as possible. And they just can't do that. So you've got a trade-off. Either you take the risk of being free and having to cooperate and us take care of each other and ourselves, or being taken care of by government and being slaves. And the way America was started, they chose choice A. And so the governors don't understand this, and the mayors and the city councils and the county commissioners, and they've all gotten instructions by bosses higher up that we don't even see anymore. And they're saying, you know, we really hate to take away everybody's rights. You know, this, you know, there's this thing called constitutions and all that. But for their safety, we just have to do it. And we're going to give the rights back as fast as we can. And that's always a lie. So we're in the middle of that situation. They did it. And Julie's organization is to actually formulate and act on a way to get the rights back when there's no intent on the part of the rulers to do that. So it's really important for everybody to understand the premise and the understanding, and then what that translates into for action. So sorry to take so long, Julie, but I wanted to kind of set the context, and thanks.
Now that's a great overview.
Thanks for being
exactly
here.
Right.
So I think, you know, we, as usual, we want to make this show not just for the people that really know what's going on, all the activists and people who know at least parts of this. We want to include everybody, and people who are just stumbling in, or that you send a link to, that never heard of what you're doing before. So not to take up all the time, but just a little bit of introduction for people who say, what's an Arizona Stands Up? I don't know what that means. So
exactly. And that's great information, great to start, because you're right. People may just be finding out about this and what's happening across the country.
Yeah.
Most importantly, here in Arizona. So just a brief background. We started Arizona Stands Up last summer. And the whole intent was, Governor Ducey had put up the state of emergency, and we knew what was going on behind the scenes. We knew what the truth was, like we all do now, about the pandemic, the virus, all the information. So our goal was to initiate litigation to end the state of emergency. So as we started talking about this, we started looking for attorneys. A lot of the attorneys, whether they were pro bono freedom fighters or even just regular attorneys, they weren't willing to stand up. You know, this is so much bigger than people even realize.
Right.
Finally did find one firm. We started working towards raising the retainer. This was probably, gosh, lost track of months now. This is already July, almost August. We found one attorney, started raising the money. When we had close to the retainer, emailed them and said, hey, we've got the retainer. We have some people that are going to put some money in. We have a couple questions. And we get a response back that says, oh, I'm sorry. We've been asked to represent Governor Ducey on another issue, so we can't help you. It'd be a conflict of interest.
Right.
So I'm just like, all right, not only was I mad, but I felt like God was protecting us, because if these guys were willing to stand up for the tyrant that's been running the lives of 7.4 million people,
right,
I himself, and they're willing to do that, then we don't want him near us, because
exactly.
For the other side.
Not the ideal attorney.
No. So we started looking again, like, great, you got to start looking again. Well, during this time frame is when Ducey, and he uses everyone else. He's used Maricopa County for the mask mandate and the mayors and the cities. And he's used the implementation of whether it's the vaccine mandates or mask mandates through the businesses. He's never taken that on himself. He's just kind of put it out there. So it's a big agenda.
Right.
So we start reaching out to other attorneys. So during this time, the mask mandate is relaxed and the social distancing guidelines start being relaxed. So the attorney that we spoke with said we don't have standing anymore because he's dropped these in parts of the executive order. And I said, I don't care. He's not dropping his state of emergency, and the state of emergency holds all of these things in place.
Yeah.
And I just have this gut feeling when the legislatures leave session, even though they stayed in longer because of the audit, when they leave session, he's going to pull something again because that state of emergency is still in place.
Right.
So one of the attorneys is like, well, if he does it again, you know, we can, you know, we can look at it at that point. We're thought, all right, the legal system has failed us. The judicial system has failed. And all of last year and this year, our legislators have failed us. So not only are we still waiting on this audit, they could have passed a bill or held him accountable to take down the state of emergency, which we have not. Right. So the entire executive, judicial, and legislative branch have failed the people. End of story. So we end up kind of shifting over to three other pillars, looking at how do we stand on what we're here for and what we believe in, which is advocate, educate, and initiate. So we're here to advocate for the people of Arizona. We're here to educate them on their constitutional and God-given natural rights. And we're here to initiate action around these things. So what we did is we started three new legs. One is our Freedom Town Hall, which is a public platform where we are getting people in front of the public with the truth, with information, and things they're not going to see anywhere else. So we launched with our second pillar, which is our Medical Freedom Alliance. And we have a growing group of medical professionals who are willing to stand up and tell the truth. So physicians, anesthesiologists, chiropractors, naturopaths, nurses are all part of this alliance that we have. And they were in that first launch, the Freedom Town Hall. The third thing is what we're calling the Freedom Papers, which is our grassroots newspaper to get truth and uncensored information out to the public. So we've been doing that the last 3 months. We're in the start of production on our third issue. So first edition, third issue is really exciting. People can go to the website and see the paper. So we've gotten two sets of papers out. And it's growing. The first one was a single, you know, folded sheet. This one mm-hmm. has 4 pages in it, so it's growing. We have guest writers that write the information. We usually have a theme for that month. And since we're a nonprofit, none of us are making any money. We're all volunteers. Mm-hmm. We have businesses to sponsor the Freedom Papers because we have to pay the graphic designer. We have to pay for the printing. So
this is a physical paper that you're putting in.
Physical paper because okay. No media, social media, anything online, the TV, everything is compromised.
Right.
So we decided to go back to our constitutional forefathers, and they created the committees of correspondence.
Wow.
17, whatever it was. And we thought, we don't need to reinvent the wheel. That's what we're going to do. So
you mail these out. To people.
We're not mailing them out. What we're doing is we're printing them. We are taking them to freedom-loving businesses around Arizona where the public can just pick one up and read it. And they can scan the QR code if they want to donate. They can reach out to us because we put the business sponsors' information on there so they can spread their business information to the public because they're sponsoring the paper. We give them that little ad that's on there, and it's a month by month paper that is growing. So our whole thing is educating. How are we helping people? How do we get the information out?
And you're not charging for the paper, right?
No, at this point, no. The model may change. No clue. All we want to do is get the truth out to the people of Arizona.
Okay.
Individuals and businesses can sponsor the paper donate a one-time amount, a monthly amount, which we would love because that helps us just keep continuing it.
Mm-hmm.
A group called the Freedom Writers. There are writers and an editorial team that we're all looking for copy and information and articles that come in. And we look over it. We have a Constitutional Kids Corner, which is really cute. We have a caricature artist named Flo who does the artwork for us. And it's an actual Kids Corner. So it's teaching the kids something about the Constitution or something that's important. Like our first one had two kids talking to each other. And they had their masks in their hands. And it said, they were talking to each other. One of the kids says, according to Arizona ARS 1602, mommy and daddy have control over our health rights. So the teacher, we can tell the teacher, we don't have to wear these because our parents protect our rights. So fun little stuff like that. And then the next coming up, we have the kids doing the Pledge of Allegiance in class. So things that are, you know, wholesome, constitutional based, real truth facts will all be in this paper. And we're getting some great, great copy from writers that are also sending it in just kind of out of the blue. So it's growing on its own. So those three pillars have been the direction that we've been going. So before I go farther, I'll stop there and let you ask questions.
The main question, if I understand it right, is that you've kind of changed your focus from trying to bring legal action against elected officials because of getting a feel for what that system would lead to, which is nothing and a lot of wasted time, and to away from that to activating the people to resume their position as boss of the state.
Right.
Is that accurate?
Yeah. And in multiple layers there. So we know not only will the attorneys not stand up because they're all afraid.
Right.
So they're not going to do it.
And they've got a leash of the license around their neck, right?
Exactly. And what happened to Ohio stands up and New Mexico stand up, they filed those lawsuits because we were collaborating with them following the two lawsuits that both those states filed. They went before the judge and the judge thought they were too complicated and threw them out. So,
oh my God, yeah. Too complicated.
Yeah.
So there's a new thing with judges. If it can't be said in a couple of words, then they throw it out.
I don't know, but it was just complicated and it got thrown out.
That's so amazing.
I know. So we know the entire judicial system's corrupt.
Wow.
System's corrupt. We know our government's corrupt. I mean, we know all these things and we're seeing all of these things play out. So what they did is Ohio, Tom Renz is now helping America's frontline doctors,
right?
Lawsuits and the vax and what the frontline doctors are focusing on. And Anna down in New Mexico has refiled that lawsuit, but she's also working on other things as well. So we already saw that failure to stand up in the legal system. It was like, okay, it's not going to work. What's the next step? What's the next?
That's good. Right.
So what else we've been doing is we know that we and our children are not being taught, like you said in the beginning, our constitutional rights or anything about the Constitution.
Right.
Is the base and rock of our country, our God-given natural rights in our Constitution.
Anything about the history of that stuff, too.
All of it, yeah. They're just, it's not being taught. And you know, they're getting what, half a term of political science in high school. They're not getting taught anything. We're seeing CRT, we're seeing SEL, we're seeing everything's just upside down right now. And we know, yeah. I keep going back to that, you know, the biblical phrase in Isaiah, you know, woe to those who think evil is good and good is evil. Everything's upside down right now. Nothing is the way it should be.
So who think evil is what? I didn't quite hear it.
Woe to those who think evil is good.
Oh, yeah.
And good is evil, because everything right now is upside down. Nothing is the way.
That's exactly what's being taught. Good is evil and evil is good.
Exactly. In on every single front.
Right. Yeah, to the adults too, in the media and all that.
Exactly. Exactly. It's insane. We're watching insanity actually take place in our lifetime.
Right.
We learned from a couple amazing gentlemen, Dave Jose and Josh Barnett. They were the ones that actually created affidavits to get our election audit going. They were the ones behind that, part of the ones behind that. They're also the ones that are behind helping the other states get their election audits going. So Candace Taylor, I think Candace, in Georgia, Pennsylvania, some of the other, they're helping their people get these audits going. So we went to a class to learn what they were doing, and they were notices and affidavits, our constitutional rights, and putting the elected officials on notice. So there were probably about 25 of us that one night when we got to go learn all this. And there were three of us out of that class that went three different directions to start tackling what's happening. There was a group that started going after the immigration and all the issues that we're having here in Arizona with Biden giving money to the hotels to house immigrants, our border being open. We had another group of ladies, we call them the Affidavit Mamas, and they are strategically picking off school districts and the school boards with these notices and affidavits. And then we went after the state of emergency because that's what we've been doing since day one.
So how is it connected between your project with the state of emergency and going, like you said, going after the school boards?
So the other groups are doing, these other ladies are doing those pieces. We have stayed focused on the state of emergency because was important to us and what we first started on.
Yeah, because you feel like the state of emergency is the foundation of supposedly being able to shut down remaining surviving businesses and the social distancing and the masks and the shots and all that.
Right,
stuff.
And the mandating of the vaccines and orders that Ducey has put out that more that are just insane. And now the other things that are happening, which we can talk about in a couple minutes.
Right.
But that everything falls under the state of emergency. So it's like, we have got to figure out how to get this down. So first thing we did was create notices that we sent to Ducey, and we had hundreds and thousands of, you probably saw the email.
Yeah.
Notices going out and asking people to print the notices, sign them, make copies, and mail them to people. So the first notice went out to Ducey, and we're pulling all of our constitutional information out of our Arizona Constitution where our rights are being violated and the U.S. Constitution. So we gave Ducey that first time. We gave him 5 days to pull down a state of emergency. Mm-hmm. On the fifth day, we knew we made a little headway, but he didn't pull down the state of emergency. Is he rescinded over a period of the next 3 months pieces of those executive orders? He rescinded. It was like, okay, he got those notices. He didn't do what we asked, but he got notices and he did something. It's like, all right, he didn't do what we asked. Next step is an affidavit. So the affidavit is a signed, notarized document by an individual saying, basically everything that was on that affidavit, you are violating our rights in these areas based on our Constitution, and you have no right to do that. So we had we gave him 3 days to respond, and a $50,000 penalty should we go to arbitration.
Mm-hmm.
We're following what Dave and Josh have taught, what they've done with the election audit and what other states are doing. I can't even tell you how many states are doing this now. It is amazing. It is happening at a grassroots level, going after all sorts of stuff. There are people on fire across the U.S. right now, and because it's going to take us to take everything back. So he didn't respond at that 3 days. And failure to respond means he agrees, because that was the verbiage in there. He agrees to what's in there. He didn't respond, which means, okay, when we need to take this to court, we are signed documents from thousands of people that he didn't respond to.
Right.
Okay. We know he's not going to respond. This is all about power and money.
Is this commercial law, by the way, that says failure to respond is acquiescence?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So specifically on legal paper, because if we need it when we use these in a It's already on the appropriate size. It was notarized. And with the judicial system, I mean, everything doesn't even count right now. So when we get to that point,
yeah,
we'll see what happens. I mean, all the judges are bought. It's just ridiculous. So we are now on, which we didn't think we wanted to have to get to, but Ducey's failing to respond. Mm-hmm. On the notices and affidavits, all of the legislators were CC'd, Attorney General, Maricopa County, and all the sheriffs. They were all CC'd on those notices and affidavits, so they got copies. So now what we did a couple nights ago is, next step, who is our standing supreme law of our state?
Who, you're asking about what person?
Yeah. Who or whom actually the law of our state based on constitution?
Under the person who's supposed to uphold the state constitution, which everybody who's an officer takes an oath to do that, but I guess the attorney general has a really central position in it too, right?
Well, the sheriffs.
The sheriffs too, yeah.
The sheriffs are the ones.
Directly, right.
They rule over everybody. They are the ultimate control and law in the state.
Right.
Trump.
I mean, theoretically, if the governor comes into the state and does something that's not legal, they could arrest the governor or anybody else.
Right.
The president. I mean.
Exactly. The sheriffs are the law.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we have an elected official who is failing to listen to his bosses, telling him what to do because his elected officials work for we the people.
Right.
The way around. Our Constitution said they are servants to us, and they are refusing to abide by the wishes of their bosses.
Right.
So we sent out notices, and you'll see it in your email too, to all of the sheriffs in Arizona, there's 15, to let them know, based on U.S. Constitution, the U.S. codes, Arizona Constitution, that Ducey and others are violating our rights. They are the law of the land, and we're going to call on them to uphold their constitutional oath, uphold their sheriff's oath to uphold our rights under the Constitution.
This is called being a constitutional sheriff, right?
Whether or not they are.
That's my question, yeah. Do you have any idea at this point how many might be willing to be?
I don't have a direct number. I've had some great conversations with one of the sheriffs. We know who's not, and that would be Maricopa County Penn Zone.
Yeah, yeah.
Full Democrat, I'll just say bad.
Yeah.
There's good ones and bad ones, but they all also get their budgets from the state and federal government. So like any other position,
mm-hmm.
This is political, this is money. So this is going to come down to, like, who is a constitutional sheriff and who is really going to stand up for the people when the rubber meets the road, which is where we're at.
Exactly.
So we've sent and are sending out these notices to the sheriffs. We're letting them know that we expect them to stand up. And then we have another one or two steps planned. So we're going step by step. Ducey had a chance. He refused. So this is where, since our entire system is not what it should be, and we've all been asleep at the wheel all these years, and we've all just been wanting to live happy little lives, and our kids have gone to school, and we've taken them to dance practice or soccer, and we've gone on vacation. And then all this hits. And this has been being planned for decades. So now we're here. So now we have a choice.
Yeah.
Do we stay asleep and just let it roll over? Because socialism's already here, and so is communism. So do we just let it roll over us? Or are we going to stand up and fight for our kids and grandkids' future? Because
ideally, what would you like the 15 sheriffs to do the ones who are open to it.
I want the sheriffs to stand on their oath to protect Arizonans' constitutional and personal rights and liberties against, like in their oaths, foes, both foreign and domestic.
Okay, so I have a question about that. You know, Richard Mack has been on the show multiple times, who was the originator in this form of the idea of constitutional sheriffs, which was the whole idea of why sheriffs exist anyway, but he put it into a presentation so that people could understand it. What he says is that they have the right to stand against illegal actions by government. So what I asked him is, what happens when government knows that and to avoid it and sidestep it, uses industry to be their proxy, so-called private businesses? What happens then? And I haven't heard a good answer yet.
Yeah. Well, and it's different because private businesses, which is what Ducey is using, like a second, third party.
Doing the same thing. Yeah.
Doing the same thing.
So your grocery store is a private business. And if you go along that line of reasoning, they can legally starve you to death and say, start your own grocery store.
But they received their license as a corporation or an LLC or a business by the people of the state, which means the people of the state have given them their license, not the government.
Right.
There's a lot of really in-depth, meaty constitutional information. If people really want to learn like how good this is or how far it is, because I'm not super versed on this, we've been saying on one thing.
Sure.
Watch David Jose on some of his YouTube videos, and he's under David Cares for You. And
he's under David what? Sorry.
David Cares for You.
Okay, all spelled out.
Yeah, David Cares for You. Dave Cares.
Because everybody can go listen to this on YouTube, right?
Everybody can listen to these. I think it's Dave Cares for You. It's either David or Dave. I think it's okay. Dave Cares for You.
Okay.
He is always doing YouTube videos, sharing constitutional information, teaching people about the common law, teaching people, I mean, we get our God-given rights, or our rights or common law rights come from God. No one can usurp those.
Exactly.
Take those away. And those are the rights that we stand on. Now, their whole job is to protect our rights.
Mm-hmm.
Things they don't have the right to do that they're doing. So it has gotten so in this ugly direction that they are now doing whatever the heck they want. There's no rules anymore. We're watching this. We're watching this unfold.
They figure that Americans are sufficiently uneducated now.
And they've been trained for decades now to, I'm here from the government, I'm here to help you. Remember those?
Exactly.
Reagan said, you know, the worst words you can hear is, I'm here from the government, I'm here to help.
Yeah.
You know, we're there.
Reagan was one of those guys that had really good intent. I met him in California.
Oh, did you?
Really good man when he was governor. And, but it just shows the danger of big holes in understanding, because like Trump and so many other people, Reagan signed the bill to give immunity to the vaccine companies.
And probably didn't even realize.
I don't think he had any idea.
He had no idea.
No.
He had no idea, especially with where we are now. So even with all of those pieces of, we are now putting our elected officials on notice and seeing more and more. So whether or not, you know, Ducey has done things very quiet. We know the state of emergency is not down. June 1st, I think it was June 1st, he put out executive order number 14, whether or not you saw it.
I don't know if I saw it.
10 pages long. And it has to do, because we're still in a state of emergency, he created this Surveillance Advisory Committee, which means every 24 hours, because we're still in a state of emergency and we're everybody's so scared about this virus, and here comes another variant, that everyone that's being vaccinated, every 24 hours, whether it's a pharmacy, doctor's office, hospital, whatever, that information is going to DHS, Department of Health Services, to all the person's information. So ethnicity, who they are, where they got the shot, what the number was, where they live, what their job is, all their information goes to DHS. DHS then sends that into two vaccine clearinghouse federal information things. I don't remember the names of them. Look at executive order number 14.
I did read it. Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
That was intense. So our HIPAA rights are out the door. We have no more protected health rights. It's out the door because of the state of emergency. All of these things are falling out. And you know, as of last, I think it was like Wednesday, Banner Health is mandating the vaccines.
Right, right.
Banner Health, 5:35 on Friday, sneak that in. They're mandating the vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Abrazos already followed suit. I don't know if Mayo already has. We know the federal government is now telling all federal agencies they have to be mandated. We know the VA hospital. The DOJ comes out today saying it's legal to mandate vaccines. Everything. So now we have our medical professionals who are on the front lines taking care of people, putting their lives on the line at that point.
Right.
They're now going to have to choose between a job and a jab. So November 1st, they all have to be vaccinated. That's here in Arizona. We know what's happening elsewhere. So last Friday, I felt something and something shifted. There's a couple reasons behind it, but something shifted. We're on the other side now. We're on the downhill slide. And this is the point where people can no longer stay quiet, stay silent, think it's going to go away, play keyboard warrior, and think that their life is going to be all hunky-dory. We've crossed the threshold. They are mandating vaccines. The CDC, Walensky, came out yesterday or today and says, yeah, we think vaccine passports are a good idea. We're looking at that.
Right, right.
Biden says the federal government's going to, you know, we're mandating the vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
It is now on.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're getting calls, emails. What do we do? I'd already been dealing with this for a couple months because they were already having people being terminated for not taking.
I know. I know.
So I had a couple administrators in school districts that were calling going, what do we do? And because all the exemptions, forget it, they're out the door. They're being tossed aside. Religious exemption, personal exemption, medical exemption. They're not counting them. They don't care. They don't care. There's no rules right now. There's none.
It's all on the basis of the idea that you can declare an emergency and remove rights. And what people don't understand, if that were possible, it would not be a country based on freedom at all. There would be no rights for anybody.
There's no rights.
The worst form of a communist dictatorship.
And it's not just here, it's around the world. Because you're not seeing it on the media, but we see the information that's going on. So you have France, where Macron has said everybody has to be vaccinated or you go shopping or anything anymore.
Uh-huh.
On a full police state lockdown. Australia's on a lockdown. The UK introducing their vaccine passport. Israel is, I think, like 90% vaccinated, and they're having huge outbreaks of the virus because, I mean,
The tests for the virus have been fake from the day one. But the problem is that the people who are administering the test are so uncoordinated and out of it that they blew it and set the test for positive after they gave the shot to everybody. And all they had to do, it's not a test for anything. It's you'd set it for positive or negative. And they just forgot to set it for negative.
And it was how many cycles it was too. The CDC, I mean, the cycles were supposed to be set at 28 or below.
That's how you set it for positive or negative.
Exactly. So, yeah. And all of a sudden, this mask thing. So the CDC now comes out today going, yes, we're in a ramp. We think masks again are a good idea.
Right.
No proof, no data, no cases, no nothing. This is total global control. This is communism. This is a global agenda.
Right. So there's two issues there that are the foundation of it. One is, in a free country that is theoretically based on individual rights and natural rights, even if there's a real emergency that's going to kill everybody, even then they can't take your rights away. They can make an advisory and say, we're all going to die because there's a real virus, and do what you think is best, you know, either hide or whatever. But they can't force you to do anything in a free country. They can only do that in a totalitarian dictatorship. That's one issue, which if that were understood, it would all be over. But
and you're right. And with that issue is, how are they getting away with it?
Because no one knows.
Because people are complying.
Well, right? They're complying because they think they have to.
Right. And they don't have to.
They don't understand that concept. The other thing is that hundreds of thousands of people are dying from the vaccine, and it's all being hidden, and it's not keeping anybody healthy. There's no benefit. It's all not just risk, it's guaranteed damage. Right. That is being hidden, and people don't know. So part of the reason that they're saying go along with it, aside from not understanding the emergency thing, is they think that it's a good thing. And why would anybody resist something good?
Because they have no idea.
No.
They have no idea. And you're right. When about 1%, or we nice to say 10% of the adverse reactions and deaths are reported to theirs.
Yeah.
And you're seeing, you know, the actual deaths. And the cool thing was last Friday, Tom Renz, who went to work with America's Frontline Doctors.
Right.
The other attorney, Joey Gilbert from Nevada, he's also helping with the other attorneys from America's Frontline Doctors. They filed suit against the CDC for the lies because they have an insider who said that they're not putting all of the information in their system. And even if it's a 10% increase of what the reality is, because I guess there's something, you have to look at the lawsuit again. There's like 11 different input systems into theirs, and they were only listing one.
One, exactly.
Even if you increased it to 10 times, not even 100 times, which would be the normal reporting.
Yeah.
10 times. That would be over 100,000 deaths now.
About 120 or something.
Right, exactly.
It would be 5 million injuries.
Right. Far surpassing anything that happened with COVID. And when you look at it, what was it, 73, was it the smallpox vaccine? They stopped after 28 people died. They're like, no, do this.
Yeah, actually, the Nuremberg Code says that if it indicates that it's going to hurt or kill anybody, you have to stop right away, and you always have to let people choose not to participate. And so, unfortunately, they're putting a lot of emphasis on the fact that it's an unapproved vaccine. That should not be emphasized, because all they have to do is approve it. And that takes that argument away, which they're planning to do.
Well, and no one's following the Nuremberg Code. I know Phil Mitch with the German attorney firm and everything that he's working on.
Uh-huh.
Working on Nuremberg 2.0.
Right.
But they're not, and no one's getting any informed consent. No one has.
They don't even really know what informed consent is.
No. So people are just, they've been kept blind through this whole time, and this has been coming. It's been like this, you know, the little engine that could up the hill all these years.
My mother read that book to me when it first came out, by the way.
I love that book. I used to read it to my girls.
I think that was a golden book, but yeah.
Sorry. I think it was. It was a really cute little golden book. I think I can.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, but that engine's at the top, and it's full steam downhill, and it is a massive locomotive coming to run over the people and all of humanity.
Yeah. So it might be worth paying attention and figuring out what to do, right?
Right. And people have to stand up. I mean, we're past that point. And just kind of like with what happened today, it's getting crazy really fast, like really fast. So we had started our Medical Freedom Alliance, and we have some of the doctors willing to be listed on our website. So azc.org, they can see our Medical Freedom page. And some of the doctors will be adding more as they let us know. And so when Banner and Honor Health announced the jab mandate, and then everything else was happening, this is really, I mean, we keep working on the state of emergency because that's making all of this happen. But people, medical freedom, when these personal rights are being violated, this affects everyone at every level. So not only are you mandating a vaccine for our healthcare workers, it's going to run downstream. So next will be doctor groups and doctor offices.
Yeah.
It will be staff, and then it'll be patients. And you're not going to be able to go in unless you've had your vaccine.
Exactly.
You know, checking papers. I got an email today. I mean, it's coming so fast, from one of the fire departments. They are now doing this to our first responders, saying you have to be vaxxed. The chiefs are going around checking to see if the workers have their papers. And if they've been exposed, apparently this happened this week, if they've been exposed to someone that might have COVID, they're on an automatic 14-day quarantine, and have to use their own sick time. It took 12 firefighters this past week out of one of the fire departments. And look at how that's going to affect our system. Now, people that have been vaccinated, they're now having to be masked. And if they get sick or time off, they're paid by the city.
Right.
So the division of the people, now it's the vaccinated against the unvaccinated.
Yeah.
And even the verbiage that Biden speaks and what everybody's speaking is, we're in this situation because people won't get vaccinated. It's now
exactly.
The division of humanity is unbelievable. When you look at the facts, people that have been vaccinated are the ones getting sick again. Duh, they're filled with the toxin.
Right.
Spike protein, of course they are, and they're now shedding.
Right, exactly.
There's been no testing done for any length of time for this vaccine. We have no idea the ramifications down the road of what's going to happen. And we're going to see, and I said this 6 months ago when this started, around 6 months, we're going to start seeing the deaths increase.
Right. And part of the reason we know that is because there has been testing.
Exactly. So that little percentage in VAERS over the last couple of weeks, the deaths have been doubling. Well, now we know with that insider came forth in this lawsuit, it's 100 times whatever is actually happening.
It's a successful program.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this Medical Freedom Alliance group.
Yes.
What do they do? Do they have meetings or talk to each other or what happens?
So what happened when all this happened last week, we had a big meeting with our core group on Sunday and really looking at where we shift our priorities because we're doing these notices and affidavits, but what happens now with this mandating of the experimental gene therapy is going to affect every single person.
Right.
What we've done is we added on our website, we've beefed up our Medical Freedom Alliance. So what we're doing is we're asking, because we're getting emails and calls like it's unbelievable, going, what do we do? Where's an attorney? Is there an exemption? And I'm like, okay, there's five attorney firms across the U.S. right now that are doing this stuff and they're inundated.
Yeah.
And the exemptions don't work. So we're asking the Medical Freedom professionals to send us in their information through that online contact form. And we are going to be gathering that group to take the next step and what that looks like we're working on. So we need to stand up in a critical mass position to be able to stop what's happening.
how many people are roughly are in the Medical Freedom Alliance at this point?
Well, our core group that started, which was just, gosh, because we just started this group of doctors and we're starting to gather, we had about 15 of ones that were just going. This just happened the last 2 days that we decided to do this. So Sunday we made the switch, and I was down today at the rally at the Capitol about the medical freedom. And there was probably, I don't know, 500 to 700 people that showed up down there today. I'm so hot when I came home, and talking about, number one, our constitutional rights, what we're doing with the notices and the affidavits, and gathering these people, because it was a group of nurses that had put this on that we went down there, and letting them know, all right, we have to get together and we have to fight this together.
So they could become part of the Medical Freedom Alliance.
Right, right. And we need them, because it's going to be, the next step will be contacting, getting together. And there's a couple different things that we're working on that we could work with this, but it really is, people have got to stand up at this point.
Right.
And even if they're, you know, even if they're worried about, you know, what am I going to do, lose my job? You know, God's been taking care of me for the last year. I'm trying to build a new business, but God's been taking care of me.
Right.
If they don't take the jab, they're going to lose their job November 1st anyway. It's a given. So you have a choice. You either take it or stand up. What are you going to do? And I actually had a lady email me this morning, because they got the sheriff's notices and they're starting to do it. And she's like, well, I have some people that want to do it. I'm sharing it. I have some people want to do it, but they want to know if they can sign it anonymously, because they're afraid for their businesses or themselves, government employees and stuff. And, you know, can they sign it anonymously? And I had to sit down when I read that and just shake my head, because I'm like, for you to even ask me that question is why we're in the predicament we are.
Right. In other words, can I please keep hiding?
Exactly. Can I keep hiding? Which means communism is in full swing, because you are afraid of the government.
Right.
You're telling me you don't put your name on something that has to do with your business and your freedom, because you're afraid of the government.
Remember the John Hancock signature that was gigantic, you know?
Yeah.
Here's my name. Come get me. Right.
Right. And I'm like, I have such a hard time answering that, because it showed me where people's heads are at. And I said, you can do what you want. I said, but we are now at the point where people have to stand up. And I said, I want you to think about something. I said, when all of this comes and rolls everybody over, and we are fully enthralled with communism, and everybody's getting the jab, and they're hauling people off into concentration camps because they won't take it, and this is full swing and our freedoms are gone, when your kid asks you, what did you do for me to stand up for my freedom that you all these years that you've enjoyed, what did you do for me? And those kids ask their parents, and their parents go, nothing, I was afraid of the government.
I did figure out how to hide pretty good.
That's where we're at.
Right. I think it's a testament to the educational system that people have lost all their self-confidence and awareness of what they can do. And it's also a testament to the media.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they've done an incredible job. So we need a remedy to both of those things immediately on a very fast track.
Right? Very fast, because we're on the downhill slide. And like, you know, the little engine that could that went over the other side.
Yeah.
It's coming fast.
Well, that's a bad engine you're talking about. That's the bad engine.
No, not the pretty little good blue one, right. But the bad black one that's coming down the other side.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's happening around the world. So people, wherever they are, they have got to fight where they are, whether it's saying no to the jab at work and being terminated, but standing up for your personal rights and your kids and your family. And now we have, you know, everybody, it blows me away that people are still not seeing what's happening. Ducey passes that law that says, oh, you know, we can't mandate, we can't remask everybody, and you can't mandate the vaccine here in Arizona. And we have Otter Health and Banner and all the other ones saying, you have to get it by November 1st. And we have the school district saying, as of yesterday, public schools saying, all the kids have to wear masks on the buses. And now we've decided when fall comes around, when school starts the next couple of weeks, you're going to have to wear the masks.
Well, so if the sheriffs are receptive to what you're saying, the question, first question, I think, for them after Will You Help Us is, all right, what's the plan for so-called private businesses rather than just government offices?
So the people need to stand up. When they say mask your kids, say no. Go in with your kids, say they're not putting a mask on. Get in front of that school board. Tell them what you want. If you don't, start the recalls. Get them out. Get people in there.
And in the meantime, it's really not safe to take your kid to school. I mean, at some point that has to be just faced because it's so obvious.
And I think they've lost it. I don't even know what the percentage is. Somebody mentioned the percentage once of everybody that's pulled their kids out of the public system this year, and it's some big number, which is great.
Yeah.
This has to shift. Everything we think isn't anymore.
Right.
Everything has to shift. Our entire structure has to shift. Because we've gone the wrong direction. So the way our kids have been taught and what they're sneaking by and what they're doing and what our governor and legislative body, you know, everybody, Maricopa County, they're doing whatever they want. There's no rules.
Well, you're seeing this with the audit. They're trying to block the audit results from coming out, right?
Yeah. And they still haven't turned over what they're supposed to.
Yeah.
This is dragging. This is dragging. This is almost August. That was November. What's the deal? Why are we playing games?
Well, I think almost all these levels are following orders from their bosses.
Yes.
And the order appears to be burn up time.
Burn up time and let's see how much money we can get. How much did Zuckerberg, you know, give Maricopa County to use Dominion?
They can exactly.
A Dominion contract. What the heck? This is all about money and power across.
So people have to wake up because you can't stand up unless you wake up first, right? To some degree.
Exactly. I pray for everybody every day. Just let the scales fall from people's eyes.
Right, exactly. That would take care of it.
Yeah. The deception.
That would lead to everything else.
Yeah. The deception is so deep. The agenda is so big. The only way we're going to get
out. That's what people can't believe. You know, I was just asked that by a lady on an interview a couple days ago, and she was saying, no, all these countries all over the world with these different cultures and people with different backgrounds and languages, they couldn't all possibly be taking the same orders. But they are.
They are.
And it's obvious.
It's been planned for so long that it finally culminating now. And it's pure evil. It's pure evil.
Yeah.
And, you know, when people are looking for even, you know, people wanting Trump to come back, we only have one savior.
And it's pretty obvious with Trump that to me, I get hated for this a lot, but I still think he's a really good man and he loves and cares about the country. But as with Reagan, who didn't know he was signing people's death warrants with a liability release for the vaccine companies. Trump fell into the same total ignorance and the same self-assuredness that has helped him survive a five-year hate campaign from the media also makes it very difficult for him to ever admit a mistake. And so,
all of his advisors during that time were supposed to be advisors. And yeah, he made a big mistake when he talks about Operation Warp Speed and whether or not he's part of it or not, because that's just a bad thing. I don't know if he realizes.
I don't think so.
That he was also played in this whole thing.
I think in some areas, any of us can become idiots, you know, even if we're really smart. And humility is realizing that.
Mm-hmm.
And saying, you've got to tune into your internal guidance from God, which everybody has.
Yeah.
And know there's something wrong with this. It doesn't feel right.
Right.
You know, in a free country, making a situation where everybody's going to be forced to do something, even if it were good, you can't do that in a free country.
Right. We have rights. We have our God-given rights. We've got one savior. It's not Trump. You know, we need to get people to see God and then see the truth. When they see the truth, they will see everything that's happening.
Right. And it's a level beyond religion, because I've had the most vicious, super religious people of all different religions try to do unpleasant things to me and show their true character. And the reality that religions talk about is not memorizing and making other people do stuff. It's changing yourself. And if you do that, the power that you're talking about from God can come through you. It's not your own ego that becomes a big deal.
No, it's the power that he gives us to stand up, to stand on the word, to stand on the rock.
Yeah.
Our inherent power that we have. And the cool thing is, even though all this crap's going down, we know that good trumps evil. We know.
Yeah, I just like it to happen sooner if possible.
I'm every day just like, Jesus, just come back now. Can we just be done with this?
Or even if you saw a sudden awakening around the world or in America or in Arizona, everywhere, that really would, this place, you know, what they call the real world here that we're living in, that doesn't have to be like hell.
No.
It is now in many ways, but it does not have to be.
Right. And you're right. We need that awakening. We need the people to wake up. That revival to happen, because nothing's going to change and it's going to get worse if people don't wake up. And
I mean, I have no objection of somebody coming and saving us right away, Jesus or anybody that wants to help. That's great. But until then, rather than just sitting around sleeping, you know, somebody should start a group like Arizona Stands Up or something.
That's right. And they need to do it, you know, in every state. And
every state.
There's other groups that are standing up. There's other states. I don't know if we talked about it last time I was on, but I started another website called AmericaStandsUp.com. And I put on there all of the ones that I can find, the other groups that are like our stand-up groups on that website. So people can connect. There's also...
So that's still up, America Stands Up?
America Stands Up. .com. And then people, it's been amazing, the people contributing. So we've got the affidavits on there, but there was also, I'm on this one Telegram group that David and Josh are on, and they teach on and stuff. And there's people from all over the country that are sending information and doing things.
Is that .org, America Stands Up?
.com.
.com, sorry. Okay.
Actually, my brain's so fried, I'm actually going to look.
Yeah, because we want people to be able to look at that right away.
Let me just look really quick. That's pretty bad. You can tell.
It's better to catch it than not know.
Yeah.
So, and people can see all the different states.
Yeah, the ones that we have.
And if your state's not listed, you could show people from your state what the other ones are doing, right?
Here it is. Now, AmericaStandsUp.org.
Org, okay.
Check that, yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like this. It's, can you see that? It's red, America Stands Up.
Yeah, that's good.
So we put the ones on there that we, the states that we know about. The other thing, so we had people from all over the country that are fighting at this grassroots level. And there was a lady from Pennsylvania and a guy from Texas that just decided to start creating these brochures that are kind of like an informed consent, a VAERS update, and constitutional clauses from their state. So they will work on these and they will just email them to me and I put them up on the America Stands Up website. So you can go there, and right now there's probably, I think, 20 states where somebody can actually download one of those brochures for their states that's state specific, which is so cool. I mean, people are just doing things for other people. When I sent out the sheriff's notice the other day. I put it on the Telegram channel with this, with these groups. Somebody from Virginia goes, "This is amazing. Can we use it?" I'm like, "Of course. We're doing this together. We all have to do it together." So there's this great base of people that are doing things for people across the U.S. that,
right,
of the stupid media.
So that awakens a different spirit, which is what waking up should be. Yeah. You know, sometimes people misunderstand and they say waking up means you've memorized all the bad things that are happening. And it's not about that.
Yeah.
It's changing who we are.
Different.
Well, changing back to who we really are. And you didn't you say you had one really great sheriff that you found that sounded?
Yeah, there's a few. We're going to see how great all of them are here as soon as we, you know, take some more steps.
Yeah.
But I had, there's some really good sheriffs, and I've been in touch with one specifically that is just a great constitutional sheriff. And he actually, when the first notices and affidavits started hitting the sheriffs, mm-hmm. there's nothing on there that says Arizona stands up. It's just from a person. And I don't know how he found out that it was coming from us, but I ended up getting an email through our page that saying, great job. You guys are the most organized grassroots movement I've ever seen. Keep up the good work. And he showed a picture of his table in his office full of our envelopes from people from all over Arizona.
Wow. So maybe he could have some ideas of how to reach the other Arizona sheriffs.
You know what? They all took the oath. And they're all getting put on notice. What they do with their soul and their heart, mm-hmm. and the oath that they took, that they swore to, it's going to come on display. And like everything else, the evil is being exposed in all directions.
They're all on display now for people that mm-hmm. can see, right?
Truth always wins. Truth always wins.
I don't have any doubt about that at all. I just have a personal preference that we don't have to go too much farther downhill before that happens.
I don't know. We know God's got it. We know the end of the story. We know where we're going. But
right.
we're going to be rocking and rolling here for a while before that happens. People
right.
to be steady and strong and be standing up for whatever comes.
Right.
And put their family and their future and their freedoms first over anything else, because this is your personal freedom. This is your you know, freedom of choice. This is your right to have a business. This is your right to vacation. This is your right to not having government oversight over you. They have so far stepped outside the bounds of what we elected them to do that we need to just clean house.
Right.
We need to see new people that have never been in leadership positions step up at the school board level, city level, government level, stand up and go, okay, I see what's happening. It's my turn to stand up and do something. We need fresh people that are not in the system getting up and stepping into these positions. Was at something the other day, and there was one of the legislators there talking, and he's like, "Oh yeah, well, I'm going to be running for this, and we have this next person running for this," and he just made the comment going, "Oh, we've got everything lined up. We have like the chain going of who goes next." And I'm thinking, this is so messed up. People are going into this for their own personal reasons, not to fight for the people of Arizona.
Right.
Going into it with an agenda of moving up the ladder, and it doesn't matter what happens along the way.
Instead of an agenda of being a servant.
Right. Exactly. I don't see any servants. And they are our servants because we put them in there to do what we want, and they're not doing it.
So they're all breaking their oaths at this point. Pretty much
all. Sure looks like it.
Because not just the sheriffs, but everybody in government took an oath like that.
They all did. You look at, you know, I pulled the oaths last year from Katie Hobbs, Kathy Hoffman, Ducey, you know, all of them says they're supposed to protect the Constitution from foes, both foreign and domestic. Well, right. A lot more domestic right now than anything else.
Probably a good idea, speaking of constitutions, would be for people to read their state constitutions.
Yes, and... Sorry, had to walk away.
Yeah.
It's with me all the time. This is our Arizona Constitution. Where'd it go? Can you see it? There we go.
There, it just came back, yeah.
So it has lots of highlighted pages. This is where I gather all my information when we're doing affidavits. And the, sorry, you can't see it. The affidavits, the notices down at the rally today.
Right.
Showed everybody the sheriff's notices. And there's probably 500 to 700 people. There was awesome. And then I asked people, I'm like, anybody know what this is? Does anybody know what this is? This is our Arizona Constitution. There are rights that the government cannot infringe upon. We need to know this and stand on this.
Yeah.
Anything outside of what's written in here is being violated. And it's just like, come on, you guys, wake up.
Yeah, that's one of the things, you know, with all the imperfections that the founders of the country did have, and it took them a while to realize, you know, you don't do slavery, you don't consider women below men, you don't do all the, you don't consider the Native Americans subhuman. You got to fix these things that are really bad. But the brilliant idea that they had was that it's a country based on natural rights and individual freedom, and that government is only there by the consent of the governed and to protect the rights. That's it. Not the rights of the group, you know, at the sacrifice of the individual. But as long as the individuals don't take away other people's rights or do things that, you know, damage their lives, then they can live as they want.
Right.
That's about it.
Yeah. And our Constitution was 700 years in the making, you know, and overnight. And they wrote for us an amazing document because they had gone through it and they knew what would happen again someday when we became complacent. And we've done that. People are apathetic, complacent, and that's why we're here today. So 245, we're going to have to go through the same thing.
That, yeah.
Get our
and people
rights
are just reluctant because they feel weak and uninformed.
Yeah.
So a lot of the job is education, right?
Yep.
But and really quick.
Yep.
You know, not taking 20 years to do it.
People need to wake up really quick. And it is, it's education, but it's like literally you have your rights are given to you from God. Nobody can touch those.
Exactly. That's the whole point.
You have the right to breathe free. You have the right to not take a jab that somebody's trying to force you. You have the right to go on a plane and vacation wherever you want. You have the right to be taught in a healthy environment. You have a right to own a home and a business and enjoy your life. No one can take that away from you.
Self-defense rights are in there too.
Yep.
And that belongs to everybody in the world, not just America.
Yep.
It's just that some countries don't want you to know that. Well,
yeah.
This one included at the moment.
Right, exactly. And it's happening everywhere. I mean, it's happening everywhere. And some of the countries are already gone. They're like gone. They're already gone. So you look at what's
but
happening.
Even if you're in a country that's gone, as long as you're alive, you have to try to get it back.
You have to get it back, right? Like with Canada right now and Australia. I mean,
yeah.
Last week in Australia says... keep your mask on, stay inside, and don't talk to your neighbors.
Yeah, I mean, stop the conversations. I saw them giving that.
I'm like, are you kidding me? Who are you besides evil?
And in the UK, they have programmed the computers that everybody has to carry their phone all the time with the health department app, National Health Service. And that if it says it tracks your location every minute,
right,
which is a violation of certain natural rights. And if the computer thinks that you passed by somebody that might have passed by somebody, that might have passed by somebody, that might have had a positive test, which means nothing. But if that happened, it can send you an automatic message to go home for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then your company fails.
And those are already, the tracking's already on our phones. If people haven't gone into the system, you can see tracking on our phones already. You have to make sure it's turned off. It's programmed in the updates. It comes on the new phones.
You know, I did see an ad for something. I don't have the site here, but it was a Freedom phone.
Yes.
Probably freedomphone.com or something. And I tried to, they're swamped. But I was trying to ask him a question, you know, how much of this is actually blocked on your phone? I don't know. But the idea is so popular, they're getting tens of millions of orders.
Probably.
Because I think it's a phone that supposedly won't fall for this automatic app that tracks you.
Right.
Should find out about that.
All the other stuff, whether it's, you know, I drive around and I look at all these new cell towers that are up, and I see the new cell towers like on every school. I mean, I'm just like, they've been planning this for so long.
It's incredible coordination, and that's part of what people find impossible to believe.
Right.
Because they see on the regular everyday level, people are so disorganized. How could millions of people be in on the same plan? They don't have to be. They just have to be receiving orders that come down through the system.
Yep. And it's all coming down from the top. It's all the little elite group at the top.
Yeah.
Planned for decades and decades, and it's just pure evil.
You can trace it back thousands of years if you're open to the morphing of forms that it's gone through. But so wrapping things up here, which I hate to do because we're going to think of more important stuff to say. Maybe we can do another episode in the future. But yeah. On your site, which I looked at, it says donate, share, and volunteer. So elaborating on that, what exactly do you want people to do who are just finding out about your project?
So www.azstandsup.org. Mm-hmm. We're a nonprofit. We rely on donations. None of us are making money, but to do the things that we're doing, we need donations. That's huge.
Okay.
Get involved. You know, if they're here in Arizona, what is their heart telling them they want to be a part of? There's different things that people can do to volunteer. We have events that are coming up. You know, we utilize volunteers. We have the freedom papers if people want to get involved and become a freedom writer, which means they take the papers out to businesses and ask the businesses to be sponsors. This medical freedom thing, our alliance is going to just explode here. I can feel it in the next few days. So it's, people need to stand up. They need to get involved. You know, what is God telling them to do today? Where are they supposed to stand? Everybody can stand where they are. Mm-hmm. But have to stand up for what's right and stand up for their kids and for humanity and for our future. But, you know, our biggest thing is getting involved, standing up, helping us with the donations, and just doing something.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of thinking somebody else is going to take care of it.
Yeah.
Individual responsibility, self-imposed responsibility.
Yeah.
Okay, so donations, that's important. How do people easily donate to the project?
On the website, we have a Fundly platform, which is the safest one we found, so they can donate directly through our website. Some of our little flyers have a QR code. It takes them right to our donation site.
Okay.
But they can donate right there on the website, azstandsup.org. We also need business sponsors and donations for the Freedom Papers so that we can continue to get the Freedom Papers out. Okay. Want to be involved with that. So there's a different fundraising just for the Freedom Papers if people want to help with that. We did start one for the Medical Freedom Alliance because we know it's going to take a lot of work to pull this all together.
Right.
Depends on where people's hearts are and where they want to help.
And it says the third thing is volunteer. So do they figure out how to volunteer by looking?
Yeah, they can go to our, the azstandsup.org website and go to our contact us page.
Okay.
They can send their information through there. Their information that'll put them on our our email list, as well as to volunteer and get involved further.
Have you got some help responding to that, or do you have to do it yourself?
Everybody's got different pieces. It's starting to get super busy, so I definitely need more help. It's been manageable with all of us and what we're doing, but it's starting to explode. So we definitely,
there's going to have to be more organization and management to be able to quickly answer emails and all this other stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, it's super exciting, and I think it's not being done too early. It's important to respond to it immediately, and look forward to keeping up with what you're doing, and hold on here, and we'll say goodbye in the break.
Thanks for letting me be back on again.
It's really a pleasure. Okay, you guys, there goes Julie Wentz, and great example to other people of spirit and commitment and, you know, priority, correct priority of values. She's saying, you know, we've just been dumbed down a lot intentionally in America and in other parts of the world, of course. We don't even know that, you know, America was started, at least in theory, to be a country based on individual rights, not collective rights, not the good of the whole, individual freedom, and the concept of natural rights, excuse me, is really important because it specifies in the Constitution and other founding documents of America that your rights are not restricted, just the ones that are in the Bill of Rights or enumerated rights of people in the Constitution. They're everything that's not specifically restricted, recognizing that natural rights are unlimited. As long as you respect the same rights of other people, don't steal or harm their property, you know, don't start a company called Monsanto that poisons the whole biosphere so everybody suffers. You don't do stuff like that. That should be really obvious, actually. There's so many big corporations now that are financially successful, and they're destroying the world in different ways. Those are not legitimate freedoms. Those should be gone. But anything short of harming other people or our collective environment, say what you like, think what you like, believe what you like, any religion, no religion. That was part of the basis of America. Yeah, there were Christian people, for the most part, that were all the founders, but they didn't make it a theocracy. They were really wise to do that, because if tyrants get in, they can use any religion to kill everybody, and they've proven that in the past. It was based on freedom, and to even maintain that basic freedom, you have to understand it and to value it. And as Julie was pointing out today, we've been educated to have no idea about the founding values of freedom for America that recognize rights that belong to everybody in the world, not just Americans by any means. So if you're listening to Lost Arts Radio in any other country in the world, including ones that are totally, you know, communist, totalitarian dictatorships, what the American founding documents recognized was that even the people who live there have the same exact rights as anybody else. And Americans have been trained to forget that, and that somebody, government, is there to take care of them. They don't know that government is their servant and is only there by the consent of the governed. It's not to become their boss. And you can't just declare an emergency and say that people have no more rights, which is what's being done now, with the understanding that we've all forgotten that the whole emergency ploy, you know, like, well, we really respect your rights so much and we care about you because we're the government, and we just have to take away your rights for now and we'll give them right back. Because, I mean, like, forget it. It's an emergency. You have to take away everybody's rights. That can never happen in a free country, even in a real emergency. Even if you had a viral disease that was real, not like the one we've got now, and proven, and the virus was isolated and it was killing 90% of the people who breathed it, and everybody else is dead within, you know, a year or whatever. Even then, if you let the health authorities declare an emergency and take over the government, you lost everything. You lost your whole country. And the rulers in America figure that we're dumbed down enough by fake education and fake media and corporations that are run by evil at the very top levels, with a lot of good people below that who don't even know who they're working for. They figure that we don't have the character of the original Americans anymore. Even though they had a lot of flaws, they did horrible things to the Native Americans and to the people who weren't white, and in many cases to women. You know, they had a lot of flaws, but they gradually got over those. And the original idea that everybody had the same rights was valuable. And I don't know any other place in the world that was based on preserving those rights, including firearms ownership, which is absolutely critical for the survival of a free country. And free speech, not, you know, this idea of hate speech is about as stupid as the idea of emergencies taking your rights away. As soon as you fall for the nonsense of hate speech laws, then the rulers just tell you what hate speech is, and it's anything they don't agree with. That's hate speech. And we've fallen a lot in our consciousness. So what happens, you know, the plan, ultimate plan, is extermination of life on the planet, including the perpetrators. And a lot of us have been really slow realizing that and thinking nobody would do that, but they are doing it. It's a, it's not about money. They use money to motivate the lower levels and the upper levels of their servants, but for them themselves, they intend to have their physical forms die in the process of killing us, and that's expected. They just don't share that with most of the power structure below them, because it would be really discouraging for morale, you know, and they let their servants think that they're going to be in the elite remnant if they just go along with a big Milgram experiment and kill everybody step by step according to the sacrifice. So it's a consciousness test. Either we wake up or we get some unpleasant experiences to go through, more than we should. And I'm suggesting option A, where we wake up sooner, not intellectually, but actually get our self-awareness back. Everything else follows. So that's what Julie was really talking about. And she's doing it in Arizona because she lives in Arizona, but the same thing could be done in every state. Same thing could be done in other countries. Because everybody's got the same natural rights. So anyway, check her site out. It's azstandsup.org. And there's another one that I didn't know was still up called americastandsup.org. And those are both important. And stay in touch with what she's doing. And she needs donations, obviously. She's doing it with very little to no resources. And you guys who have resources and you're looking for something worthwhile to support, this looks like one of those to me. And Julie's just working every second, getting exhausted and not having time for animals and stuff. So I would suggest you guys help her. And I think that would be a really good idea. And if you don't have any money, share what she's doing. And if you have time, you can volunteer to help out in some way. And it's still possible to reach her on the contact form on azstandsup.org. And these other groups that are starting to form under her organization, like Medical Freedom Alliance and Freedom Town Hall and Freedom Papers, those all need a lot of support because she's trying to be responsible for everything herself. And she has to make sure it stays clean, but a lot of people can help and have it work better. So I'm suggesting to do that. And I think that's the main message, is all the states need to work together and emulate azstandsup.org, get rid of these, you know, or reform the horrible people that are occupying most of the power positions. And I personally don't actually believe that the people were so dumb that they elected these guys and women. In case you haven't noticed, some of the women, you know, looking at Michigan and places like that, and Oregon, some of the women are at least as bad as the men. So I guess we've achieved gender equality in the area of evil office holders. But there's really good ones available, and the elections need to be cleaned up so that the good ones get elected, and there's lots of work to do. It all starts with educating yourself, because if you don't do that, you're not going to be able to contribute much. So like we've said before, you know, work on your own physical health, learn about how you can take care of your own health and virtually never need the medical system unless you're in an accident or something. Learn about consciousness, which is what wakes you up, because that's your primary faculty. Learn how they go together. There's lots of work to do, and I'm suggesting doing it now, not because it's convenient, but because we don't have a lot of time before things get more intense. And if you want to help us stay on the air, go to lostartsradio.com, find the donate button at there, or lostartsresearchinstitute.org. We could use the support. We're not doing commercials or anything. So if you like what we're doing, consider that. If you have money, if you don't, you know, don't spend your survival money if you're struggling for that. But at least share the links and help us financially if you can. And also on subscribestar.com/lostartsradio. And remember, this is a Sunday show, but we have a Saturday show about current events at 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern U.S. time. And then there's a meeting of the private club, planetaryhealingclub.com, half an hour after the Lost Arts Radio live show ends. And if you want to see about how to get access to that, that's at planetaryhealingclub.com. And if you have questions, just send them in on the contact form. We'll answer you. And I think that's about it. So anyways, thanks for staying with us, and stay in touch with where we're still on the air at lostartsradio.com. And we'll look forward to seeing you here next time. Have a good night.